I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So culture matters. I feel like this is the blandest statement I've ever made. I feel like anyone could agree with this. Too many people not, weirdly,
what
in the mainstream.
What would you do if I said, no, it doesn't?
Just eat some crayons, I don't know.
What
I don't know what to do with that. Just someone being like, yeah.
Culture doesn't exist, bro.
Yeah. We'll start off by mentioning something being the politics and philosophy of They Live, because, well, it really is what controls your society at a fundamental level, and it's a good podcast. Go and check it out. Because I'm talking today about how to deal with the foreigners when the foreigners do bad things. This is...
The foreigners have never done bad things.
I think this is probably... of all the issues you could think of, I think border security in regard to foreigners doing bad things in your country is the simplest one ever.
Innocent angels. They've never done anything bad. They come over here, they nourish our wildlife, they feed our children, they fix my broken bones.
What?
Doctors and nurses, agriculturalists, so I'm sure, farmers.
Feeding pigeons then or something.
Maybe.
Anyway, but my point being, if you've got a foreigner who's done bad thing, it's so simple, because you don't even have to throw them through the legal system, you just deport, right? And the UK is and by extension the West as well, it's not just us, are the worst at this. And I'm going to compare it to Japan in a minute, of course, because whenever you have to compare it to how to deal with that, Japan just has it right. Which is... You know what's annoying? You know, you've got this perfect example. Everyone knows it's the perfect example. Whenever you bring up a conversation and you go, well, in Japan, everyone listens and says, yeah, they've probably got it right.
Mm-hmm.
On this, nobody does anything.
Well, Japan seems to have a very different political class than we do. They actually care.
And that's the thing. The culture of your political class determines really everything from the top down in regards to stuff like this.
I did see a video of a Japanese political meeting where I think the prime minister or whatever it is they have over there was signing into effect a bill that makes it easier to deport migrants, and the leftist leader of opposition was trying furiously to break through to him so he could physically stop him, except everybody just held him back.
Just like, sit down, retard.
Yep.
Speaking of, so we'll go to the incident in Nottingham. You can see the Nottinghamshire Police here decide to put out a statement. You can see the stock image there they used for their statement.
Mm.
There's an archive, of course.
Very accurate.
Man arrested after three people found dead in the city. Just man.
I'm surprised it wasn't Nottingham man.
We believe these three incidents are all linked to the man we have in custody. Just man.
Mm-hmm.
White hand stock image, of course, as mentioned, because we're looking for a man.
Yeah, let's just go back up to that again, John, just so we can get a good hard look at that. So if I were
look
to
at
see
this man we're looking for,
if I were to see this image with completely without context,
man wanted.
What conclusions do you think I would draw about the identity of this man?
Because you draw that a man has done this.
A man, just typical British man.
Have you ever seen? I don't know if you have. There's a Swedish skit. It was a Danish skit in which a Danish detective has to go off to Sweden to help them with a crime. And he goes over and he's like, oh, so we have any news on the suspect? And the Swedish female officer is like, well, it was a human. any identifying signatures? Yeah, a human.
Say, that okay. Is where we're coming to.
Yeah, well, the local MP decided to put out a pointless statement, as is their tradition. Nottingham is a home to brilliant people from all backgrounds.
Nadia Whittam, for God's sake.
No reason, she just said that people of all backgrounds make Nottingham great.
She would have. no vested interest or no personal reasons to hide the identity of this man.
Man. We're the next one here. You may remember Nadia. She's just a joke. She's the youngest person in Parliament and is put there because they wanted that statistic. She's a complete moron. She once claimed she had PTSD from answering emails from her constituents and then took a month off.
This isn't the right business for you, love.
I'm not going to take...
That's the best I can really come out of from that statement.
Yeah, I can't take anything she's just seriously. I mean, the rest of the time, she's just tweeting the stock leftist position. It is actual NPC, so whatever.
Migrant good, British bad. Yeah. Also migrant British because passport.
This person here, she... dangerous eyewitness decided to recount what they'd seen with their lying eyes, which is a black man with dreadlocks was the one who did it. For some reason, in this interview with Channel 4...
You're telling me that a random English person, native English person, isn't just going around stabbing people for no reason?
Running them down with a van, no.
Yep.
For some reason, the person doing this interview decided to bring up constantly, so it was a white van. Oh, yeah, the white van ran down people. It was a white van.
We need to get white in there somehow.
Yeah, I don't know if you scroll down. All the responses are just like, it was a white van, don't you know?
Yeah. And then another rogue white van.
In case you missed it, the van is white. I also believe it was big. We have to watch out for big white vans now. White van supremacy added again.
Yep.
that's the important aspect of this story is
that poor black man with dreadlocks and beard, he's now but a victim of the white van. It just took control.
Yeah, keeps going.
You know when you're driving a white van and the controls just lock and it does what it wants?
Yeah. What colour was the ambulance? Cases. Was it big or small ambulance? I confirm that the white van is not guilty. it just go on.
If the tyre fits, you must have quit.
If you get the next one here, we can see the police decided to delete their public statement after people started pointing out the dangerous views of the eyewitness. There was not a man of ill description who was to be responsible for this. I decided to check out the age-old question, that over-representation.
Oh, yes.
Just quickly, as a side note. I went to Nottinghamshire Police, their use of force statistics for April to June 2021, just a random section of time to go and check out. You know, absolutely, this is just the latest statistics they had up. So, just random choice. Well, anyway, it turns out 12.9%, so 13%, of use of force against black suspects in Nottinghamshire.
All right.
Yeah. 75% of use of force was against white suspects.
This must be some kind of institutionalized racism. Why is it not 50-50?
Well, maybe 13% of Nottinghamshire is black and 75% of it is
white.
Well,
I mean, that's the only way that I could make sense of this.
Yeah, because I eat crayons. we go to the next one here. We can see the statistics of Nottinghamshire. 1.3% black. Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely institutionalized racism then.
13%. 93% white, but only 75% of use of force.
So there's under and over representation going on, which I can only point towards the police being horribly racist.
Well, I have taken another path. I'm going to make calls, but they are obviously racist because of the images they use. I'm calling for more minority representation in the images of crime photos.
Oh, yeah, so that makes sense to me.
We could not have...
Channel 4, E4, they'll be well behind this.
They'll be storming Nottinghamshire police's stations to insist that... No, they're not. No one cares.
Of course they...
I mean, this is the culture thing I'm getting to. The culture of the UK is utterly backwards in regards to truth or facts when it's considered inconvenient for our culture, not... You know, the culture of us plebs, it's the culture of the elites, of course. We can see it here in Nottinghamshire Police's previous photographs that they choose for crime. We have here the white stabber. There you go, that 13-year-old there. He's been up stabbing again. There we are, presumably. Yep. We also have a white drug dealer they found, as you can see here.
Oh, so, yeah. So there we are. In a cardigan as well. Probably an old gentleman.
Another man has been caught. Mm-hmm. We also have another white sexual assaulter here who's been arrested, so according to this stock photo they've used. They've even turned the brightness up to make him even whiter for some reason.
They want him to be reflecting
glowing.
The sun.
Scottish. There's another one here. We have a white cannabis user. Same stock image.
It's just the same one.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just an actual question of police resources. They just don't have enough money for more stock footage.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is the thing. Everyone took it as like, how dare they use this stock image. Well, the thing is, there's not many stock images of criminals. And again, that's because of culture.
You have to work with the stock images that are available. And I'm sure if you were a stock image company who said, well we need some guy getting a getting some cuffs around his wrist. Shall we get Jamal in for that one? They'll say no.
No, well,
no, not for that one. Well, but I thought we wanted more opportunities for... No, not we'll get, Jamal, not for that one.
We'll get Kevin, the new officer. He'll roll up his sleeve so we don't see, and then we'll just cuff him, and that's easy.
Yeah, there you go.
There we are. For some reason, though, when you go to them asking for more diversity, as you see here from Nottinghamshire Police, championing that they're being nominated for an Apprenticeship Diversity Award, they have plenty of diversity for some reason.
That front line, that looks fearsome. God, if I saw them walking down the street, I'd think, well, best not break the law,
God,
or I'll be in trouble.
You know, a hench bloke who doesn't care about the law? His life is over when that steps up. Yeah, okay, that's a whole other conversation. But the point being here, you can see the culture. I mean, the stock image question here, if we can call it that, is that, well, the people making the stock images, of course, when they're making pictures of police officers, are like, look how diverse. And when they're making pictures of offenders, not diverse for some reason. I mean, there's another one. We've got the next one here, where they just did the same thing. Look, diversity. Ooh. Diversity. Why? Because we're recruiting.
Look That's at why. How happy he is. Is he competent? No, look at how happy he is.
He's competent because he's happy. Yeah. Our culture is minority focused. I've spoken about this before, minoritarianism. It is entirely on the subset that minority is good and white people not good by extension. So this is why the demand for stock photos are diverse when it comes to recruits, but monoracial when it comes to criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And we've covered this before. We've been over this. You see The Guardian here, 6 months ago. Prison officer job ad banned over negative racial stereotype. Because, I don't know, they had him drinking Kool-Aid and something, I don't know. No.
He was arrested for stealing watermelons and fried chicken.
And everyone thought, Jesus Christ, what's wrong? Is this not the current year? How could you do that? That's just
John Oliver made
racism.
A segment on it. He was, don't you understand? It's 2020.
You know what? It would begrudge me, but I would stand with John Oliver and be like, well, why did you? There's no KFC in the prison, so why did you do that? Just out of interest.
But that wasn't the actual advert, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was this. And when asked about why they did the heinous act of having presumably a white and black actor play the roles of
let me guess, they went to an actual prison.
Yeah, they went to a prison.
Oh, okay.
Took pictures in the prison of real prisoners. I mean, this guy, I believe, well, they didn't say specifically, so I don't want to libel this chap's character, the innocent prisoner as he is. No, but they asked the general, because there were a whole section of photos, and like a few of the black chaps were in there for like rape. And yet, the advertising agency standards were like, a bit racist, though, isn't it?
Well, we've got to believe all women until. Yeah. Until.
So, I mean, we've been over this before. The reason the stock images don't exist of such things is because we literally ban them in our culture. It's not allowed.
We don't want representations of reality to reflect reality.
If we go to Nottinghamshire Police, I mean, their culture as well. I mean, here you have hiring diversity trainers back in 2014. There's another one where they hired a diversity advisor. Presumably to tell them to stop using stock images of the wrong kind.
Probably getting 40 grand a year plus for that.
Yeah, that link probably doesn't work. Should we give it a click? Just it probably doesn't.
Click on it, please, John.
It's probably going to be 404'd, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be 60 grand. Can't find what you're looking for. You never can.
Fun
anyway,
that.
We'll go to the rest of it, though, because firearms police have got some culture as well, which is the same. That's what you want to see when you...
I have no comment to make on this, Neil.
No, but I'm sure they love stock images of all kinds, not the monoracial kind.
I pledge my allegiance to the glorious rainbow flag.
Yeah, and in case you were wondering, that chap from earlier in the Nottinghamshire murderer shouldn't have been here. A poor refugee. It's just comical how every time... I mean, I'm sorry, it's a serious incident, people have died, but I'm sick of pretending that I'm shocked that another refugee happens to be a terrorist or mass murderer in the West. I mean, we've been over it. Refugees make up less than 0.1% of the UK population, but amazingly, 40% of all the terrorism. Never used to happen. Before 2010, that was never the case. But okay, something happened. We'll go to Exeter University. There was a lockdown party gate crasher who raped a sleeping woman. Great.
Lovely.
Devon Live. The Rainbows reporting on this.
I love the headline, Exeter Uni Lockdown Party Gate Crasher. So completely nondescript, no description. Restaurant worker.
There could
Adam,
be gate crashers around yep. here. God, I hate gate crashers. I mean, I'm sorry.
He thought as the cool wind breathes against his chest. No, Adam Mohammed.
Yeah.
Average Exeter man.
The 23-year-old is a refugee from Sudan. They don't tell you which Sudan, because North Sudan, there is no possibility
surprised.
Of being a refugee from that. You're just a piss taker, who was granted final leave to remain in Britain by the Home Office, despite the fact he was already facing the rape charge.
Oh, wait, so this was his second go, and he thought, well...
No, he turned
in for a penny.
Broke into the UK, he's a criminal already, and then goes to the Home Office, you know, the police, and says, I'm a criminal, give me a house, leave to stay in the UK, and a right to work.
And they say, would you like a back rub with that, sir?
They did. And then he went, oh, by the way, I'm being accused of rape, because... You know, bit, might have been doing a bit
nudge,
of that.
Nudge, wink, wink.
And the Home Office, who again are in charge of the police, went, oh, you scamp, and gave him leave to remain in the UK.
Brilliant.
Even though he's facing a rape charge. I mean, we have nothing to salvage in our system.
Can we, like, become a serious country, please?
The culture of the elites who run our country, this is how they deal with foreigner who has done bad thing. All right, we're dealing with people who should have been deported at any given point because they're criminals, they broke into the country. Don't do that. Oh, they went on to rape and murder. Oh, that's, oh, it's an act of God.
The Home Office said this is the last thing we wanted to happen.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm so sick of the culture we have is that we act as if it's an act of God. That just this happened. Who could have predicted such a thing? That a criminal might break the law.
Did you ever think when you started this that this would descend into brass eye territory?
I think it kind of did pretty quick, yeah. To be honest.
Because honestly, the source of news that we report tends to be the sort of thing that would have been a joke 25 years ago.
And then we'll
honestly
move on to everyone's favourite weebs, just for the counterpoint of had a different culture among our elites. This isn't even anywhere near as bad as raping and murdering, of course.
But...
Nor did this chap break in illegally. He came in legally, and he's just a bellend.
Yep.
That's enough, apparently, in Japan. You can see here, he goes on the subway and starts going up to random people on the subway and going, Hiroshima, Nagasaki... You did Pearl Harbor?
Wow, hilarious.
To people who don't even speak English, they're just like, sorry, I don't... Japanese?
That's not a Japanese accent, but okay.
Yeah, it's just that they're not even really understanding. And then some Korean-American who's on the subway is just like, leave these people alone. What the hell's wrong with you? And he goes, You did Pearl Harbor. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Streamers, average American streamer.
Yeah.
That's American streamers could be here. Anyway, we'll get the next one.
Joggers could be here.
Yeah, this is him. He's in a line for some Japanese theme park, and he has that feature where you can donate and then play a song. So, of course, someone donates, Love Me Long Time, Hong Tong, Hong Kong. Who did that song? And
I don't know.
You don't know that song?
No, I don't know.
It's considered quite racist because it's literally.
Well, I can imagine. It sounds it, just your little excerpt.
Yeah. We won't play it because we'll get copyright struck, but I'm sure people know the song. He's not embarrassed by it. He's not like, oh, turn that off. Because I've seen a white guy who was doing that in Japan before, and he was in McDonald's and it started playing. And he started like bashing his phone to stop it.
I'll be fair here as well. When we say American streamers, let's remember that when he was in Japan, Logan Paul did very similar things, as well as the Suicide Forest gaffe.
I mean, not really. I mean, this guy went way further in just being a utter bellend.
I don't know. Have you seen those videos of him, of Logan Paul running around,
he was an asshole,
acting like a twat?
But he didn't go out to people and be like, you did Pearl Harbor.
And then
start playing racist songs at the theme park. And he's not even embarrassed about it either. If you go to the next one here, he's completely fine. This person who's Japanese is just like, yeah, this Johnny Somali. I'm not sure we want him in our country because local Japanese people are like that. We go to the next one as well. He's also just generally being a bellend. Here he's just... blasting loud-ass music in a theme park where there's people trying to have fun.
See, the incredible thing about Japan is they have certain societal standards for behaviour,
and
they enforce those standards. Funny that.
Mr. Somali over here, they're not keeping up to them. Japanese streamers didn't take kindly to this. They tracked him down and were just like, you're a piece of S. We hate
you.
Why
is that guy stripping?
I mean, he's in a girly wig, taking off his belt to fight Johnny Somali over here.
Okay. Oh, fair play. Has he got his sumo gear on?
As you do.
He came prepared.
Yeah. We'll skip this before he takes anything else off.
The wig is...
Go to the next one, please. I don't know.
Strange.
Random Somali bikers started attacking him as well. I mean, this is the culture.
You mean Japanese bikers?
Yeah, because
this
story blew up in Japan, where it's just like, look at this disrespectful foreigner. And he's fine, of course. There's just the point is, you know, stop being an asshole.
Well, I mean, maybe the real answer is just to not be in Japan.
Well, how about just be respectful?
I mean, you could be respectful. Or if he's not willing to do that, he should just leave.
And of course, the police turned up. Apparently, he got questioned by the secret police at one point.
Really?
And then, as you can see, they released this video where they've pixelated his face, and they're just doing Japanese police things, which is you do an interview on camera and just be like, you know what you've done is wrong, right? And he's just being
so they just completely shame him.
Yeah, they shame him and then deport him. There you are. That's the culture of the Japanese elites. down all the way to the police at the bottom there, yep. which is the what do you do with a disrespect foreigner? What do you do with a disrespect foreigner?
Apparently the readers have added context.
Oh, damn. I've been misled.
Oh, no. You were spreading disinformation.
I have been done. John's saying there is a picture of being arrested. Because I have seen, he did say in a stream that he was taken by the, not the secret police, but like the intelligence agencies, who did apparently sit him down and were just like, yeah, quit that. don't do that. That's his words on a stream, but I didn't bring it up here. But anyway.
John's just going to find it very, very quickly before we finish.
I mean, regardless, it proves my point. There's this guy who's an asylum seeker, and they're just like, yeah, you need to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really my point. Disrespectful foreigner needs to be kicked out.
Does the community note say what this particular person had done, John?
I don't know. If we can scroll down and give it a read. But same thing there.
He was tortured by Japanese immigration officers.
I don't really see that, but whatever. But the point being that disrespectful foreigner, got to go, is not the culture we have in the West, but in Japan is. So you need to go now. I mean, even of the Japanese people themselves there, as we saw throughout their interactions. Local Japanese streamers, as I mentioned. But here you go, you can see Johnny Smiley getting arrested there. There we are.
God, he's tiny.
Yeah.
He's smaller than you are.
I love how the Japanese are taller than him.
Yeah, and the Japanese are not a notoriously tall people.
Yeah. But there we are. My point being, the culture in the West, nothing to salvage. The culture of our elites is so bad that we will allow criminals to come into the country, and then when they say, oh, I'm being accused of rape, by the way, we're just going, you better get the right to remain. Don't want you getting sent back to wherever
you came
from.
Here's the key to the city, gentlemen.
Yeah. Not to mention the other incident in Nottingham, which shouldn't have happened. I've been over many a time. I am more black-pilled than I thought I could be. But there we are. If we want reform, that's something that has to change. And I am sick of pointing it out. And maybe the older comrades who have been with us for ages, we all know, obviously. But I was in France recently, and you remember the refugee there of peace who stabbed some babies to death in their prams?
I don't like to think about it, but I do know, sadly.
Well, I was having a chat with a French lady, very clued up politically, and I asked her, well, is this a big thing here? Because I feel like it should be. And she said, well, actually, you're the first person to even mention it to me. Everyone knew about it, but no one... She's like, okay, yeah, that happens. That's where France is.
Just got to go along with it.
You know, that's where France is, where it's... Yeah, of course. A local refugee stabs some babies in their pram to death.
We should not get to that point.
Yeah, even... France is always 10 years ahead. So, what I want to not happen...
Thanks for watching that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters. If you enjoyed it and want to find more, you can subscribe to the website for as little as £5 per month to get access to all of the premium videos we have, including some of the premium book clubs we do, like this one that Carl recently did with Stelios. It was part two of them talking about Julius Evola's Revolt Against the Modern World. If you want to keep up with what Carl is doing, you can follow him at Twitter at Sargon_of_Akkad or Getter at Carl Benjamin. Thank you and goodbye.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.